Good afternoon to all. It is 1:30 p.m. on January 4, 2022, and time to reconvene the regular meeting of the Squamish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Toni Olson, Board President. In accordance with the Governor's Proclamation 2028-15, we are now holding our meetings remotely. On the line, I have with me Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Vice President, Commissioner Sid Logan, Secretary, John Harlow, our CEO General Manager, Jeff Kallstrom, Assistant General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Assistant Clerk of the Board, and Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please mute and turn off your camera on your devices when not speaking. I will ask for questions or comments on agenda items as each item is discussed. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Some questions can be answered during the meeting, while others may require more time. Please indicate you would like to speak by clicking, raising your hand, or if joining us on the phone, dial *9. And attendees will be called to speak at the appropriate time. Now, do we have any items, commissioners, to be added to the agenda at this point?
No.
I have none.
I do, commissioners, have a couple of points under commission business that I'd like to talk about, commission protocols and policies. And John Harlow, do you have any additions to this afternoon's agenda?
No.
Thank you. Our customers are calling in, we must be reminded that the meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, state and spell your name and indicate where you are from. Today, comments from the public is item 3 on our agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not on our agenda this afternoon. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Please note that all of our motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. We will now move on our agenda to recognition and declarations. And this month we have recognition of our custodial services team, and they deserve it. So John, who will be introducing this?
Jason, are you gonna kick this off?
Yeah, I sure can. And I believe Joseph Dewey has some words prepared to say about the custodial team, but I will kick it off and just say, one, we have an outstanding custodial team, and I'm extremely proud of them, and this recognition is very well deserved. They have done a fantastic job of cleaning our facilities and through COVID, ensuring that all the necessary cleaning is done, additional cleanings to keep our employees safe and healthy. Even beyond that, they've developed cleaning protocols when there's an exposure internal to the PUD and provide immediate response to clean those facilities. So they've just done an outstanding job. As the AGM here, I've really enjoyed working with them and getting to know them as a group. They are a fun group and just a lot of great folks. So this recognition is well deserved, and I am extremely proud of them. And with that, I'll turn it over to Joseph.
And before Joseph gets on, it would be great if we have any of the custodians that are on the line and video to turn their cameras on. I see Roger on there and Hunter, yeah, and Chase.
Sir Ken, but she's
Yes, Sir Ken is on as well.
Hi, can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can, yes. Joseph.
I'm trying to get my audio on. Can you see me? Sorry, first time doing Zoom, so we're used to Microsoft Teams here.
We can't see you, but we can hear you. There we go.
There.
Hey, thanks so much. Sorry about that. Awesome. Yeah, and I do promote if any of the custodians want to get on video, that would be excellent. I do see Hunter and Chase and several others. So thanks for joining. I know they all worked last night. The custodians work late. So thanks for jumping on early and happy New Year's. And thanks, Commission, for having us here to celebrate the team of the month for the custodians, which is well deserved. Just want to congratulate the custodians. I mean, they've been such an instrumental part, the cleaning and the health and safety, the district throughout the pandemic. You know, they've really, everything from more frequent cleanings throughout the district to working on holidays and weekends. And then also, you know, we have a COVID protocol and they're the ones who are actually getting in there in the thick of it and cleaning after, you know, a COVID event, which we do have. And it's just very much appreciated. It really helps, let the district operate smoothly without closing facilities. So getting them cleaned up is such a great thing. And the custodians have done an excellent job doing that. You know, when I think of the team, they really are a team. They've came together nicely. They work together as a team day in and day out. You know, and I know that their hard work is noticed and appreciated. Just really want to say, keep up the excellence, keep up the good work. I appreciate it. I enjoy working with all of you, and I'm glad that we're able to be here and just congratulate you on Team of the Month.
Well, well said, commissioners. I'll pass for the moment, but I'll be back.
You know, I'll say that when I worked for a school district, I worked very closely with the custodians, and they're really the unsung heroes of really every organization. It's not easy work in regular times to come in the evening, late at night, to clean up after employees, clean up after members of the public. It's challenging work. And then I can't imagine in a once in a 100-year pandemic that's been now sustained for more than almost going on 2 years, the challenges and the responsibility of sanitizing and making it safe for the employees. So there, it's not one of our jobs that you can work from home and do. So thank you so much. And I'm also very glad that we're celebrating a team.
I think it's great. And something that we often take for granted is having things clean. And, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness, they say, and I kind of believe that. So thanks to you all for helping keep us safe. It's great.
As Commissioner Olson, yeah, Team of the Month, great. Well-deserved. And I believe Commissioner Logan stated 100-year pandemic. You know, I don't know how you did it. And I would like to hear from a couple of you in terms of what did you find was the greatest challenge for you or for the team? Come on, somebody's got to say it.
Ace, I'm going to go.
I just said that one of the hardest things, I guess, was with all the news coming out every day, things changed and varied day to day. So It was kind of like, had anything set, just kind of rolled with the punches of that day.
Yeah. Anyone else? Roger.
Roger, you're on mute.
You're on mute, Roger. Hit the mute button.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I want to second what Chase said. It's been a learning experience. And while we've run across snafus every now and then, we have come together and done our best. And I really do believe that we have helped quite a bit. And knowing that we're being recognized now just, you know, inspires us to know that what we're doing is appreciated. It's so nice, the amount of people at the PUD that have stopped and said thank you to me as I'm doing my job. And so I just, you know, I can't say enough of how proud I am of the whole PUD organization. It's treated me very well.
Thank you, Roger. Well, unprecedented. I don't know if you can even compare this, can you, with anything that has occurred in the past? I mean, these were huge challenges, and the entire PUD team has stayed the course. And I really thank the custodial team for their support. They're probably very great, very good ideas in getting this through this. And we shall prevail in 2022. Thank you.
Mike, I've got to just chime in here a little bit. This team is absolutely amazing. I've had the opportunity to get to know most of the folks and hang out every now and then. And anytime you pass any of the crews in the hall, they're smiling, they're in a good mood, great attitudes. It just truly just an amazing team. And I think it goes to show again how blessed we are with the talent and the caliber and the dedication that our employees show. And this is a model team that really reflects the best of PUD. So thank you all. I'm super proud of this team and really glad to see you being recognized.
This is Sirkan.
Well deserved.
Thanks. This is Sirkan. I wanted to add to that. You know, I've been here 26 years, and the transformation of this custodial team as a group and the leadership that I think Joseph and Lisa and Johnny and every team member has provided, and they're just seem to be gelling and working together the best that they ever have. And I think keeping the district safe and the buildings is, you know, they're aging buildings, but they are looking the best that I've seen them look in a long, long time. So I, you know, want to thank everybody. I think this is a great way to show our appreciation. You guys have done a fantastic job, and thank you.
Well stated, Sirkan. We will now move on to agenda item 3, which is comments from the public. Do we have any comments from the public on topics that are not on today's agenda? Please first state your name and the last name for the record. Morrison, Allison, do you have any customers on the line?
Yes, we do. And we'll start with Craig Jones first.
Craig Jones. All right. Thank you. Mr. Jones?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Great. So my name is Craig Jones, C-R-A-I-G, middle initial D, and Jones, J-O-N-E-S. So I'm the CEO of a company called Forever Energy. We're involved in the vanadium battery business. And back in 2017, Snowpud purchased a number of batteries from a company in the same business called UET. And many of the employees of UET, which is now bankrupt, they were in Mukilteo, is now shut down, now work for Forever Energy. And unfortunately, the installation of these batteries at the Everett substation in 2017, those batteries failed. They were an earlier model, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. But our company is very interested in recycling those batteries. And we have been speaking with some of the management about the possibility of removing those batteries for Snowbud. And we're being told by management that the bidding situation is really skewed towards destruction of those batteries and of the electrolyte contained within. And so on an environmental case, on a case for renewable energy and the storage of renewable energy and the future of our country, and that the future of our country is, per the Biden administration, 40% of our country's electricity will be generated by solar by 2035. Storage is really a important component. And we're planning on building a big factory in Shreveport, Louisiana, and to manufacture a different style battery, but of the same type of chemistry. We could really use those batteries and would like to recycle that material for you. And I'd like to hand over the balance of my time to a gentleman named Chris Howard, who worked at UET and who was actually part of the team that that installed the batteries back in 2017. In fact, he became famous. He had his 15 minutes of fame because he was on TV when those batteries were installed back in 2017. So I'd like you to listen to Chris because I think his words are profound. Thank you very much. Chris, you there? Allison, I'm not sure if you can still hear me, but Chris Howard, if he's on the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm not sure if that was my end or part of the system, but apologies there. So to continue what Craig was saying, I was a former employee at UET, Unit Energy Technologies, the producer of that battery. Sorry, my apologies. My name is Chris Howard, C-H-R-I-S-H-O-W-A-R-D. I'm also with Forever Energy. And I was formerly at UET through R&D, system production, installation, training, safety program, intimately familiar with that product, as well as that site. I was at the substation basically every day for about 9 months from end to end on installation to commissioning. So I'm very familiar with that. And one of the benefits of the vanadium redox flow battery is the lack of degradation of the electrolyte. While it is based in an acid solution, under knowledgeable personnel, it can be recycled and reused. And we understand that presently it's a liability to the PUD, and we want to, you know, acknowledge that and respect that and assist in the process of taking it offsite, removing that risk from the community and from the PUD by transfer of ownership and see it reutilized in a clean energy technology that we have the technology and the personnel and the business plan to execute. I personally was leading the crew that pumped 96,000 gallons of this electrolyte into the batteries, and we did not have any spills or mishaps, and I would like to reverse that process. Craig mentioned that I had my 15 minutes of fame on TV doing just that. It was more like 5 seconds, and you can't hardly tell it was me because I was underneath, you know, 6 layers of PPE. But I would like to do that again on site, lead a crew of hazmat trained personnel.
Commissioner Olson, you're at your 5 minutes now.
Thank you. Chris, I will give you another 30 seconds to complete your comments.
Okay. Thank you. So we would really like the chance to formally bid this proposal to the PUD on the basis of recycling the material. We understand that the standard approach is for disposal, which is expensive, it's wasteful, and ultimately it perpetuates Snowpud's liability to that material for a longer duration than we would propose under a recycle situation.
I'd say 30 seconds, Commissioner Olson.
Craig and Chris, I believe that I and my fellow commissioners have a pretty good handle on your comments today, and we do thank you for presenting them to the board. This is one of those items where I believe it's will require some additional work by staff. And it seems some has been done, but perhaps another look by staff as to the resolution to this issue.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Can they just confirm who they've been working with, Commissioner Olson?
On staff?
Correct. Bob Anderson?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next for public comment, we have James Deal.
Good afternoon, Mr. Deal.
Hello, this is James Deal calling from Linwood. Can you hear me?
Yes, and a reminder, Mr. Deal, we do have the 5-minute limit.
You bet. So we've got this price increase coming up and rate increase. And about 26% of this increase will go to the smart meter project. Now, the plan is to allow people who don't want smart meters to opt out. And those people who opt out will be allowed to do self-reporting. And my point is that self-reporting should be instituted immediately because it would eliminate the need for most meter readers. I intend to send in a request for information about how much the PUD is spending on meter readers. And so this would be a program where you would charge people $20 to read their meter if they don't voluntarily go outside, jot down the reading, log into a portal on the PUD website, and enter their own reading. And once a year, they would take a photo of their meter to confirm the reading that they're not shortchanging the PUD. So before you go into raising the rates, number one, you need to consider how much you could save by instituting self-reporting now instead of later. And second, how much you could you save if you decide not to institute your smart meter program. By my calculations, municipal bonds slightly under 3%. The monthly payments are going to be about $380,000 a month. So have you disclosed to the public that there's going to be another rate increase after this one? Or do you think this rate increase is going to be sufficient to pay the monthly payments on the smart meter program over time? Now, what you really need to do is have open meetings on, number one, the rate increase, and number two, whether you want to proceed with the smart meter program. Now, it does seem to be a fait accompli, but I don't think we should presume that. You're all smart people, and nobody wants to waste money. You don't need smart meters to collect the information. I'm reminded of what happened when the Russians and the Americans both sent up their astronauts. The Americans spent millions of dollars perfecting an ink pen that would operate in zero gravity. And the Russians just used pencils. So if self-reporting can do the job, why spend $90 million on a white elephant? That's what this is, a white elephant. Somebody in the background wants to sell you a white elephant, and you need to take a critical approach to this.
Excuse me, Mr. Deal, we have reached our 5 minute point. I'll give you another 30 seconds to conclude your comments.
Thank you very much. So I also question where you're going to get the insurance, because Lloyd's of London is not going to underwrite this insurance program. So how are you going to insure that the harms that are sure to occur as a result of this infringement upon our microwave privacy? And I thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you, Mr. Deal. Allison, do we have any other customer comments?
I do not see any other hands raised. All it looks right. like there was one more, but it's not appearing anymore.
All right, thank you. We will now move on to our agenda item 4, which is the consent agenda. A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of December 21, 2021. B, bid awards, professional service contracts, and amendments. C, consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Do we have anyone from the public on the line, Allison, that may want to comment on this part of the agenda?
I do not show any hands raised.
All right. Commissioners, comments on this, these agenda items? Oh, hello. Commissioners, do we have comments on these agenda items?
I have none.
All right, hearing none, I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Agenda item 5, the CEO General Manager Report. And John, what do you have to report this afternoon?
Just a couple items to share with the board this afternoon. First, in our customer and energy services group, last year we had excelled in our average speed to answer through our primary customer contact channel, the call center, with over 250,000 incoming calls. The average response time to a call was 20 seconds. This was down from 63 seconds in 2020. The abandon rate was 2% compared to the industry standard of 5%. And we closed out the year with 88% of calls answered within 30 seconds or less. These record-setting statistics can be attributed to faster, safer CSR availability and response times during storms, and effective and performance-driven work-from-home culture or model that was used and continued to use, which produced the best customer service in recorded history for the district. And I will say it also goes again to the quality and commitment from our customer service representatives that just do an outstanding job. In our energy services, the program successfully achieved 2020 and 2021 Energy Independence Act target under budget, achieved through great planning and achievement with approximately 15 EE programs, either newly launched or socializing and maintaining foundational programs, such as our residential flex energy, commercial time of day, our EV residential incentives for new electric vehicles and commercial chargers, to proactive planning for 2022 new program developments, such as our commercial fleet electrification cohort that will launch this year. In our distribution and engineering group, two pretty significant reliability projects were completed, one at Payne Field substation, one at Park Ridge. And also the auto sexualizing projects were completed at Village and Frontier subs. And lastly, our CIO recruitment process continues. We had a total of 25 applicants that was combined internal and external. We pared that down to 8, which we will begin interviews next week to get to our top candidates for the next and likely final round of interviews that will be completed in a couple weeks. So we are getting closer to having a new CIO. And that is it. short and sweet today.
Thank you, John. Oh, not like the team isn't doing a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah. Lots of good stuff going
lots
on.
Lots to do. Let's then move on to agenda item 6, commission business. Commission reports. Do we have any reports, commissioners?
I do not.
I have none.
Thank you. Before proceeding on to agenda item B, the commission event calendar, I noted at the beginning of this afternoon's meeting that I had a couple of items that I wanted to bring to the board's attention. And I, as president for 2022, there are some things that I would like us to focus on in terms of our protocols and our policies. We need to, and protocol number one, when we are giving direction to staff, we need to do a better job of making sidebar notes or whatever so that we can put these in so that it's succinct, direct direction to John. I think when I think back on a previous meetings, I will think, well, now, gee, I think that was the outcome. I go back and listen to our meetings. We clearly did not give clear direction and went right over my head. So I would hope, and I will ask us to focus on making sure that we summarize and give clear direction in terms of feedback on recommendations. And with regard to the policies, our governance policies and practices, Tony's a pretty straight arrow kind of gal, kind of likes to follow protocol. And we have an approved set of governance policies and protocols. We may not like them, but we got what we got. And until new ones are installed, it's my expectation that we will respect them and follow them. They're going to be my guide. And I wanted to inform you of this up front, should I raise an issue with something to kind of what I believe bring us back into line. It will not be meant or intended as anything directed to a commissioner, an individual commissioner. It will be my desire for us to stay on point, follow our policies. I have some other things, but I won't go into that kind of detail until another meeting when we have time. But I do want to also acknowledge that, you know, we have been dealing with this policy update for what, 2 years? And we've been remiss in not addressing it. And I think I mentioned this before. Well, we got to get off our duffs and deal with it, folks. And there have been a number of obstacles, and I think that we have recognized that, COVID being probably the major culprit. And I think the delay has been exacerbated by diverse views on the board of policy. And I think including perhaps some very basic philosophical differences. We've been throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, into our want list for a special meeting or a workshop to work on our policies. And, you know, I haven't a clue what's in there now. And you may, but I don't. And I think that what we have done is created a mountain. And I think that we need to put some shape around some key segments of our needs and to set a timeline for us to first identify what in the heck we're going to tackle. Because I believe personally that we have some very distinctly different needs And I'm only presenting this now, first meeting in January, for us to think about it. And I will follow more as the year progresses, but we really need to sincerely think about this, because I'm going to deal with what we have until new policies are adopted. And I will bring what I see as not following policy to the board's attention at the time it occurs. That's all I have to say for right now. Thanks. And I'm getting dead silent, so I'm assuming that I was clear or not clear.
Well, no, I think you're on the right track, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that you're so focused, and that's great. I do think for transparency that we should post. Oh, sorry about my voice today. It just doesn't.
You and I are having the same problem.
I don't know. anyway, every now and then something will come up, and I would like to be able to refer our customers or constituents to the board policies. And I've mentioned it before, but I can't find them. I don't think they're on our website.
They are, Commissioner Wolf, and oh. I can send you the link so it's easier for you to find. I'll do that now.
Easy to find for the public.
Yeah, they're on the commission webpage.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I did look there and did not see it, but
well, great. In listening to the last meeting, I heard that you brought that up, and I also did not know that they were not on our external website. But I do thank Melissa and her staff for responding to that and making that correction.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Let's move on to commission. We have agenda item 6B, our events calendar. Do we have any changes or additions to our events calendar?
Do you think we should add January 10th or long-term planning strategy workshop?
That's on the governance planning calendar, Commissioner Wolf. This is the event calendar.
Oh.
And it is on there, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Alice.
I think having Laura and her team, there is an event, but I go along with you.
I don't have any changes to the event calendar.
I would like to, well, it looks like we do have Commissioner Logan and Commissioner Wolf participating in the January 5 through 7 PPC and PNUC meetings. Mm-hmm. I will also be participating virtually. And that's it for me in terms of changes. Any other changes, commissioners? Hearing nothing, I will move on to agenda item 6C, discussion of representatives and organizations and committees for 2022. Do we have any comments? Or, well, first of all, I'll ask, do we have any changes that we feel need to be made?
Could we review what they are?
With the American Public Power Association and the Legislative and Resolutions Committee representation, delegate is Commissioner Logan. Alternate is myself, Tony Olson. Energy Northwest delegate is Commissioner Logan. Alternate is Commissioner Wolf. For Northwest Public Power Association, delegate is Commissioner Wolf. Alternate is Tony Olson. APPA Policymakers Council, the delegate is Commissioner Logan. And I will note for the record that the Policymaker Council, Policymakers council is an appointment. Isn't that not correct, Commissioner Logan?
It is.
All right. So that will remain the same. I personally do not see a need to change any of these from my perspective.
That's okay. I'm fine with them. Thank you.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Move for adoption of the representatives to organization and committees for 2022 as proposed, keeping them the same as they were for 2021.
Any follow-up questions, commissioners?
I have
none. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Let's see, let's move on to the governance planning calendar. Pretty early in the year. Do we have any observations we'd like to make or changes that we would feel are necessary to the planning calendar?
I don't have any.
I did have one note. All right. We'd already discussed this morning that in the afternoon of the 18th, we will have a public hearing on the rate adjustment, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any further business to come before the commission, John, or commissioners?
None from me. Thank you.
I have none.
In closing the regular meeting schedule this afternoon, I just wanted to make some comments about I believe my commissioners, the board, all commissioners will join me in this. You know, I was thinking, we all think about New Year's resolutions. I'm afraid to even set any for 2022. But, you know, in thinking along those lines, I want to recognize and applaud the work of our PUD team. You know, staying the course 2021 actually started in 2020. And, you know, while facing what I see as some pretty gargantuan, significant, rare external challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, which we didn't have any direct, we were not a cause, but we certainly have had to deal with the outcome. You know, our staff has been focused on the right thing, focused on keeping the business financially sound, putting our customers first, adapting. And I'm with them, behind them, and I'm the board in general, to prevail in 2022. Hopefully there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Commissioners, do you have anything to add to that?
You know, I really, those are great words. I really appreciate what you said. I was going to say, it's like we've kept our foot on the throttle at a time when others might be letting up. We're working ahead with initiatives. We pivoted so quickly to react to the pandemic, but it's not just pivoting to the pandemic, it's just keeping up the work. I mean, the work we had this morning about strategic planning is a good example of that. We could have just put that off because there's a pandemic going on, but we've kept our foot on the throttle, and it's a very impressive organization.
I could not agree more. It's well stated.
Well, I just felt it's overwhelming. You know, it really is. And I am so proud of our PUD team for, I believe Commissioner Logan said, staying the course. We're behind you. We're behind you 100%.
I really do appreciate those words. And I will just tell you, as I say often, and I mean this sincerely, that of the utilities that I've worked for, bar none, we have the most talented and committed folks anywhere. Truly do.
Well, hearing no further business to come before the board this afternoon, it is now 2:15 p.m. and the board will recess into executive session to review the performance of a public employee under the terms set forth in the Open Public Meetings Act. It is anticipated the executive session will last approximately 60 minutes. The commission will immediately adjourn the regular meeting upon conclusion of the executive session. And commissioners, I believe that our executive session is on our calendar under Teams.
That's correct.
Thank you.